That's what you said. And you know, what?
What was that?
All right, welcome back to Walao with Otto and JC. Hope you're all having a great night. Once again, joining us in the stew is Daniel, aka Tiger, as well as Elena. How you guys doing?
Yo.
Amazing.
This is so good. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Thanks for coming down at 11 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah,
it's past my bedtime. I've just had a coffee and I'm starting again.
Can you rate my coffee skills that I made you?
I enjoyed that. Did you do pea milk?
I did do the pea milk.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
Even without any sugar.
Did you ask for sugar?
I didn't, but I wanted some. But it was still really good, okay. Honestly. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no worries. Again, I just miss
making
coffee.
We get that
coffee.
Fine espresso here at BFM.
True. Shout out 8:30 coffee.
Yes.
Well, the topic of today's discussion, guys. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why I said it like that. But the reason why we're here is because, Daniel, quite recently you dropped a single called Chameleon, which is a wonderful, ethereal, soulful piece. Can you tell us a little bit about the song and some of the themes going into it?
Okay. Big question. A little bit about the song. I wrote it a while back, like when I was 18. So like we're talking 10 years. So it's just been sitting there in the vault.
Probably around the time we were at music school.
Yeah, but when we were at pop school together.
Yeah.
That's when I had my first relationship. And that's what this one's about.
Your very first relationship?
My very first
relationship. Your very first one?
The very first one.
Oh, honestly, that one kills you. It really does.
It really does.
Yeah.
Did you want me to talk about, like, the story behind, like, spill the tea? Or did you want to, like, talk about the song, like, musically?
You can do both, actually. I think both are pretty interesting, you know? I mean, we'll probably end up talking about both at some point.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess, like, maybe at this stage of the interview, whatever you're comfortable with talking about first.
Okay. Okay, we'll get the deep...
the serious, spill the tea.
The serious...
Is this CBT?
the serious stuff out the way.
Yeah,
it was really cool. NZ On Air funded it, so that was really helpful. It's the Pan Asian Fund. Got to get my friends onto it, help me out. We filmed it at Piha Beach, gorgeous, U Super 8 footage, so it's like authentic and like vintage. Please watch the video. A lot of work went into it. But now
it was so pretty and it was just on Juice TV.
Yes, it was just on Juice TV.
Shout out Juice TV.
Shout out to Juice TV. Bring back Juice TV. If we're going to be on the analog buzz, like everyone needs to get back on BFM and back on Juice TV.
Yes.
On the side note as well.
And cancel Spotify.
None of that.
I don't want to hear that no more. Honestly, if someone's using Spotify, I'm icked out already.
I agree. Like, fuck Spotify.
Yeah, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just going to say, like, I forgot what I was going to say. But if you've actually, like, been on Juice TV, like, you've actually made it.
Yeah.
Love. So my mom was watching it with me, and she goes... She goes, oh, this is my son singing. It's his hobby. And I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
In the grandparent things.
Yeah, she posted it and was like, this is my son's hobby.
Yeah. It's a cute little thing that he does on national television.
How
just
crazy.
We filmed that film on that reel-to-reel, on that Super 8. It was so expensive. Thanks, Mom.
But hey, like the whole thing was beautiful. The song speaks for itself as well. And... yeah. Do you have anything else to add into that? It's like, what made you write the song?
Okay, so we're spilling the tea now.
We are going to spill the tea.
Okay. So, this guy, he was the kind of guy that, like, I would apologize after, like, leaving, like, social situations. Be like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. He's having a really bad day. Like, and he'd just be, like, real rude and real jealous and, like... I had no idea how dangerous he was until he, like, left and pretended his mum was sick. And he, like, emotionally cheated on me with someone else and, like, went with them after. And then I found out from, like, this person that he left me for that he had, like, assaulted him in many ways. And I just thought, shit, like, what a bullet dodge, like.
Yeah.
And then I thought... Why did he not do anything to me? And I realized, like, oh, my God, it's probably because I'm such a people pleaser.
Heavy.
And,
trigger
like,
warning.
Really, like, nice and lovely and never, like, pushed any buttons at that age, like, 18. And, like, Yeah, like, I just thought, wow, like, I must have just, like, adapted to him the whole time.
Yeah.
And not realized it. And, like, all the times he would say, oh, I just want to hit you right now.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Really cute patterns of abuse when you get into a toxic cycle with someone. Yeah, I had no idea he was being for real.
Yeah. And I would just laugh at him. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're so funny.
What a ha-ha.
Yeah.
And so that's embarrassing.
Yeah. So that's what this song's about. And it's about just, like, that naivety and, like...
And the power imbalance.
Power imbalance, yeah. And not realizing that you're in hot water when you are. Mm. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So is the concept of being a chameleon, like, sort of referring to yourself, like, while you were around this person?
Yes, definitely, like, while I was around them. And then even after, like, of course, I had my, like, little hoe phase and, like, would try and be promiscuous. And, like, the people that I would sleep with would, like, chameleonize and transform into him, to the very person that... hurt me. So it's like both ways. You know?
Yeah, I was wondering about that because, you know, at the end
his
of the
spirit
the chorus,
still lives on.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Not anymore.
Please continue.
Yes. The song was now in the coffin. Done.
Anyway. But like, because at the end of the chorus, you know, be a chameleon. I was kind of wondering, is that also referring to maybe him or like the other people that you...
Hookups.
You allow everyone to shift and change.
Yes, exactly. I'm
into
like,
whatever.
Be what I need you to be right now. Yeah. Just for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you mentioned that you had written this song, you know, while you were in your first year of uni. Was it? Did this revelation about this person like come to you recently, and that's why you decided to?
It first started off as just like more of a like a, oh my god, I'm so into this person, I'm feeling all these feelings.
It's getting hot in here. Oh, goodness.
And like over time, of course, like the meaning of the song changed because of the things I found out, and I was just like, oh, okay, so it's evolved into something a bit more layered now. So that's it started off with like good intentions, I guess. And then it kind of just, like, decayed and rotted away and liked the situation itself. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, like, now that you've released this song, you know, do you still feel like a chameleon to a certain extent? Or do you feel like you're a bit more in tune with yourself?
I think as an artist and as a performer, you kind of have to be.
I fuck with that. Yeah. No, because you have to just have to learn certain things to adjust to certain people.
Exactly. You're emotional hoe. So
say what you gotta say. Yeah, no, I fuck
you,
with that.
You have to
but
be.
But also,
that.
It's about playing a character.
Yeah, it's still you.
Yeah.
But it's a part of you.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes.
It is you.
And sometimes you have to do it in order to like find certain things out. Even if it's, even if you know you're going down the wrong path.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But hey, like, it's still going to be good music at the end.
Exactly.
Of it.
Art is art.
Art is art. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now that we've got the tea out the way, going back into, I guess, maybe like the production and the song and, you know, the work leading into it, can you tell us a bit about the MV? A bit more about the MV. You know, maybe like why, like, Piha was chosen and some of the, you know, themes that went into the. Music video and how they tied to the song, you know.
Yeah, awesome. I'll just quickly start with this. The audio itself, the song itself, was produced by my friend Bray Jeffrey, who did an amazing job, and was mixed mastered by another friend named Rawdy Waters. So big shout out to them. For the video itself, directed by my friend Tiago Kerber, who usually does weddings. So he does these really beautiful, like vintage, like wedding videos. And it's just it's so gorgeous. And he travels all over Europe and he's here for the summer, for the wedding season in New Zealand. So I just saw his videos and I was just like, I want that orange sunset vibe. I want that glow. And I just hit him up like a little fangirl and was like, hey, I love your work.
Do you think we could have me in a silhouette on Piha?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he heard the song and he loved it. And like, oh, he's just been so helpful. And we've become like very good friends and very good creative buddies now forever.
And everyone is a UO music school grad.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we actually like we hang tight. Like we still,
We're pretty incestuous.
And everyone's just like a great musician, though. Like you can always rely on everyone.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm gonna ignore that comment because like it is true though. Like a lot of people who studied at UOA Music, you guys are just stuck in the mud. Like really good together. Like that.
Yeah.
Stuck in the mud down in Kenneth Myers.
Oh,
is that what you mean?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay.
But I was just gonna say, like, the video itself has like specific like aesthetics to it. Was that your choice or was that the song's choice?
It was more like just when I saw like Tiago's work, I was just like, oh my God, like regardless of whatever I do, like I want to work with that medium. And like, we just, yeah, like he was the creative director, and he really spearheaded that. And I was sort of more just like, how do I put it? I gave like the very base, like, okay, this is the vibe we're going to go for. And he just kind of took it and ran. I just trusted him with that. Especially because we both have a shared love for Lana Del Rey. So I was just like, yeah, Lana Del Rey, give me all that. Give me all that ethereal, cinematic, you know.
Give me some Lana extravagance.
Yeah, give me Lana Del Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your producer for the song Bray, I believe they've also worked on like theater and TV, yes. Yeah. And stuff like that, you know, composing. How did that sort of tie into, I guess, like the musical direction of the song?
I'm a pretty dramatic person. And like, I think Bray was Bray was able to like capture that, especially towards the end of the song, the outro, which is all like buzzy and like psychedelic. And I was like, yep, that's very me. It's very chaotic. Like there's that beauty and the calm, like married between the chaos of it all. And that's kind of like what my music is. It's beauty meets chaos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're just sharing a microphone. You just like, so at the moment, like you dropped your first single, last year, you know, yes. About April. So I guess like if you could say maybe you're like pretty early on in your career still at the moment.
Very early, yeah.
But we did a bit of like snooping. You've been putting out.
You found.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing too crazy. Just like, you know, you've been putting out like covers on YouTube since like 2017.
Yeah. Oh my God, when
you
I was
guys
a baby.
Really dug deep.
When I was a baby.
Yeah. So I guess.
Thankfully, those are still like always still so good. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, like, you know, having done that, having gone through music school as well, you know, what, like, sort of happened maybe, like, last year that made you go, like, okay, I'm gonna make the jump, you know, put out some more of my solo records?
A broken heart.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. My 6-year relationship ended, engagement called off, and so I was sort of back to being alone after a long time, which is not what I'm used to. And I was just in this apartment all by myself, you know. that was part of it. But for me, like, it was Bray and some other friends who had reached out to me and was just like, hey, you know, like, we want to help you make music. And I was just like, oh, like, that's amazing. Because I, on my own, like, I wasn't as capable as I am now of making my own music. Like, theory was always shit. Like, I was not good at the technological side of things, like, at all. But I can now at least put together a little demo.
No, but now we're all really good producers. Like, I think.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's, like,
really, it's really cool. Like, I even heard some mixes today for, like, a new track. And I was like, wait, what? You programmed those strings, girl? Like, that is crazy. Thank like, you. Yeah. Like,
but just having, like, friends reach out and, like, show that support. And that's what kind of, like, got things moving, and then I released Corset Me Free. Yeah,
it's that voice, people fall in love with it, and then they're like, come on Daniel, let's go, we need to make some music, we need to make some hits.
I know just like, we're getting there.
Just like, hey, everything you're going through right now would be great for an album. Hop in the studio. Right?
Yeah.
I'm working on an album right now.
Yeah.
a bit more of a general question. Like, who are some of your musical influences? I feel like when I was listening to Chameleon, like, strong Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Nina Simone. Big influence. Amy Winehouse, Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Shirley Bassey.
The ladies of soul.
Lana, Frank Ocean. It's a little bit eclectic, but I do love my big singers, Adele, even. Who doesn't love Adele, you know, like.
Straight up.
But yeah, I like my singers, you know.
Yeah.
The ones that actually have the singer voice.
Oh, when you put it that way.
No, like, it is the truth, because, it's like, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, because, like, I can sing, but not as, like, how you can sing. It's like raw talent with mixed in like with some training. So like,
It really is the vehicle for something magic. Like, another person I would say is like Marlon. You know, like that level of like guttural, like, you know, pure expression, like in your voice. Yeah.
Even thinking about that makes my throat hurt.
Yeah.
As sing as we know.
Yeah. Anyway, should we play something?
Should we? Ooh, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
We are ready.
Are you ready?
Take it away.
Yep. Yep.
This is Chameleon by Tyga. So amazing.
Yeah. Well done. I wasn't wearing headphones, but I was in awe by your voice, Daniel.
Thank you.
Keep singing. I want to hear you keep singing.
Keep singing, girl.
Give me the
Say your
back.
Truth, girl. But yeah, no, that was really great. And I, again, we haven't had a live like that in a while. especially when a voice like yours. Again, I'm gassing you up, but
honestly, I don't think we've had a live like that ever on the show.
Oh my god. That's so true, though. Otto.
Stop.
Okay. Just keep singing, girl.
So this song is going to be the opening track of an album that you're working on at the moment, right? So can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect on the album, too?
So the album is basically a collection of songs I've worked over the past 10 years. So it's like 10 years squeezed into a 12-track album. And what that means is there's a lot of change. There's a lot of genres used. It's very genre fluid. Each song is almost like a single, but they all belong in the same universe. Kind of like, you know, how American Horror Story has different seasons, but you know it's American Horror Story. It's kind of like that. But yeah, it's just about my life lessons and my relationships and my relationship with the world and just growing up in my 20s, my turbulent gay 20s, and very excited to be turning 30 this year because
relatable content.
Yes, because I'm so done with my 20s. But yeah, that's what it is about. It's about the past, very focused on the past.
And this is you moving through it to a new
exactly. chapter. I just want to throw it out, throw it away, move on. Yeah. Get on to the present album, which I'm also working on.
Two albums
at the same time, yes.
Yeah, we're working on a new track and it's it's like voguey, like how, dark, like, kind of techno. And I'm like, yes, that's a bit of me. Yeah, so there's a lot to expect. Yeah,
definitely.
I'm just like in awe by like how you're still like working in two albums in one go. Like that's insane.
ADHD.
ADHD, baby.
Hyperactive focus, yep.
The most, the world's
special
strongest.
Having a special interest.
You're not wrong.
You can just coop up in the studio and just like...
Exactly, and just rot.
But not, no, you don't rot. you persevere. It's not rotting.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, don't talk yourself
No, you made a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Out of some rotten feelings. Oh, I was trying to play on words there. I thought I had it. I don't know.
I kind of got it.
Okay.
But again, thank you so much for playing Chameleon on air and being on air with us at this really undaunting hour. Like, it's so ungodly hour. It's so, like, we're really appreciative of it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, yeah. We'll be looking forward to that album as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have another discussion
when
it comes out.
Yeah, we totally should. Yeah.
You know what we should do? I think we should have like that 1 year like interview about like what you said in the past.
Right.
And then like you look at like, oh, I said that.
I'll probably see you pretty soon because I'm applying for like more funding to just drip feed single after single till the album is out. So there will definitely be maybe 2-3 other ones coming out. Hopefully.
If I can hear you sing, I am there.
All right, well, once again, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're going to head back into some tunes. Up next, we've got your debut single, I believe, Corset Me Free.
Yes.
This is Corset Me Free.
Oh my goodness.
By Tiger.